find insight, guidance, and answers. Tune into Spirit with radio medium Laura Lee.
Laura Lee, tuning into Spirit for my special guest caller, Ellen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ellen, where are you calling from?
San Diego.
Ellen, first thing I've got to share is, you know, I'm looking at your number and it says 444, which to me is a sign from the angels. And I feel like there is an angel in heaven watching over you, female, and you might refer to her as your angel in heaven, and or some other family members might refer to her as the angel in heaven looking down upon them. Does this make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and she just wants you to know that. That's why she had to show me the 444 to get this point across to you. And she is coming up towards your side. To me, that's usually in the role of a child. Could be a sister as well. And I hear M. Does this make sense?
Yes.
I don't know if that was a nickname.
Yeah, that was.
So those are all just to confirm it's her. And I'm assuming this is your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And she says, hi, Mom.
I am.
She shows me laying in a hospital type bed, or it was a bed. It wasn't a real big bed. It was small enough for herself, but I feel like you crawled up on top of it at times.
Yes.
My heart feels tight about it to give her a sense of peace during the transition because she was really struggling.
Yes.
And she says, you were really her guardian angel during that time, trying to keep her spirits high because it was so hard for her. I feel like they gave her so many drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for her not to be active and out and about among friends and everything because she just looks too young to be here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she was getting sicker and sicker and she was losing hope, and you tried to keep her uplifted and positive through the whole experience.
Yes, definitely.
And she was that type of person, always giving that to so many other people. So you, in exchange, were her guardian angel. And she's trying to give you that kind of confidence and support from the other side right now, because I know that's been very difficult since her transition, which I feel like was real recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, gosh, what, within the last year or two?
Yeah, 10 months.
Oh, gosh, 10 months. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Have you slept in her bed or her space or her room since she's passed to feel close to her?
No, I haven't been able to.
Or was it the room she was in? Because while she was in this hospital bed, I feel like it was in a house. It wasn't necessarily, or did it look like a house?
Yeah, she was in a hospital bed in my living room.
All right, so that's what she's sharing with me. So you are sleeping in the same house where she was.
Yes.
Oh, so you can feel her spirit everywhere. You do feel close to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She says, if you haven't already, I just feel like your counsel for grief, or have you thought about doing it?
No, we're doing it.
Right. And there you are, sharing and trying to uplift others when you need it. And it's actually feeding you, because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
She's so proud of you, Ellen. She's so proud of her mom.
Thank you.
She loves you so much and would never fear telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your time with me, Ellen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Of course, it was my pleasure. And if you'd like to call into the show, sign up at radiomediumlauralee.com. And thank you for subscribing to the podcast and sharing it. We appreciate you.